The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gif. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are back with another interview on No Jumper. I'm your boy Duno. I got Almighty Sus Gerb with me. Mm-hmm. And we got the special.
Yeah, man. You already know.
Say your name.
Man, it's, y'all know what the f*** going on, man. It's your boy HBK Jachi. And it's,
yes, sir. How you doing today, bro?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed. This fool right here was like, fool, I'm driving 100 miles per hour. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I thought about it. I'm like, it's raining hella hard outside.
I was still doing 100.
I was like, don't do that, fool.
I was still doing 100. I ain't gonna lie. I was definitely doing 100. Because I be waking up late, bro. I be forgetting that we be doing. I be here every day now. So you feel me? It's hard for me to be up in the morning, bro. Anything before noon, it's not for me.
It's not for you. But lately, because of the news, you've been up here like hella early.
Huh? Hella early.
It's tiring. It's so tiring. And it's just like, coming here, like, people understand that these lights and camera, like, will mentally drain you. Like, when I go back home.
It's hard, bro. I don't want to talk once I leave.
Oh, yeah. I don't
want to talk.
I'm starting to be antisocial with everything else but here.
Because we talk every day, bro.
Swear to God. It's crazy.
Get tiring, fool, for real, bro.
Without you, how you doing, man? How's life?
Man, life going good, man. Just putting hella music out. You already know. Just working, grinding.
Hell, yeah. Man, tell us about your upbringing, where you come up, what city you're from, all of that.
Well, upbringing, I'm from Westmont, you feel me? I grew up in, like, Westmont area.
For the people who don't know what that is, because the LA know.
For the people who don't know, like streets, like, cross streets, like, Normandy, Western, you feel me? Like, near Jesse Owens.
Okay.
Like that, over there in that area, you feel me? I mean, I really, I grew up, I got both my parents, you feel me? I had both parents, mom and dad. I got brothers and sisters. I'm, like, the second and youngest, you feel me?
Oh, you're the second youngest?
Yeah, I really grew up on some sports. Like, I was always in the streets, but I was more so focused on sports at first. You feel me? I always been around that.
Though. What you was playing?
Playing basketball.
Mm. Oh, you nice.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I was nice.
For you think you would have been able to go to college for it or not?
Hell yeah. That was the goal. That was my first thing before music. That was the first thing I was, like, dedicated to. You feel me? Like,
and what made you kind of transition from that to kind of being more focused on music and, I guess you would say, the street life?
Like, really? To be honest, I really only wanted to go to college for sports. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I was one of them kids, like, I didn't really have grades, you feel me, in high school and shit. I was always low-key, like, on some fuck up, getting distracted type shit. So I didn't really have grades. So I'm like, I start doing music, you feel me? I've been always the music heavy, though, like, you feel me? But I went to go make my first song. And then from there, like, I got good feedback, you feel me? And then, like, I just fell in love with the music. I just transitioned to music, and I became my second life, like, the next, you know?
So you couldn't stay on the team because your grades were That's basically what
you... He got, like, one of them last-chance you stories, huh?
Like, my mama, I'm trying to cheat and all. I'm trying to copy.
You trying to do whatever to stay on the team.
I graduated, though, for sure, but...
Hell yeah, I graduated, too. Shout out graduating high school. That was a good feeling, man.
I dropped out 10th grade. Fuck yeah.
<You're> fault.
I'm a genius. Stop playing with me.
My mom was on my ass. She said, I'm going to beat you up if you don't graduate. I said, damn.
You're like, I'm not trying to get my ass beat.
He said, I got
to
graduate.
You get to the, you get to the end of the year and you didn't bullshit all year, and your mama tell you, like, yeah. When you, yeah, you know, mm-hmm. if you don't walk that stage, I'm going to beat your ass. It's like two months before graduation.
Right, you lie. Ooh. Yeah, good extra credit. Every day doing something.
Man, but shout out him because most people would have been like, yeah, man, I did you. I'm a killer. And he was like, nah, I graduated. I'm just a swaggy ass fool. And that's a good thing. I mean, that shows a lot about you respecting your mom. And that's a lot of thing a lot of these artists are missing out, or just respecting anything. It's like, you gotta have some type of structure somehow.
They told me the same shit. I said, fuck them. Yeah, you're just like, I ain't gonna lie. Same.
But you're a podcaster now.
Yeah.
You feel me? What's crazy is that I thought you were from the IE, not in like in a disrespectful way, but I just seen you like make a gang of music with all the IE fools.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, Josh, you're probably from the IE. That's what I thought. No cap.
Nah, for sure. A lot of people, ain't a lot. Just like thinking I'm from the Bay Area and all types. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm from LA, bro. Like,
it's probably because you don't got a. I mean, to me, you sounded like an LA nigga when I heard you.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah. Maybe because I'm from here and I rap. I don't know. He sounded like an LA nigga to me.
I ain't gonna lie. I you know how like low key the IE started.
When
to come
did you
out
get
with...
hip though to him? I got hip with Overthinking. That's probably like a year before you was hip.
See, they say they think that's a Bay Area song type.
That
it's the swag.
You know what it is?
It's because you're not extra aggressive. The smooth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And usually babies be on that smooth.
They super, it's like,
for sure.
Bro, that's exactly what I was going to think. They're more like, the beats are mellow. They still talk shit, right. But the beats are way more mellow. It gives you like little Beam vibes for EBKJ vibes. Right. Like it gives you hella mellow vibes. So it's not a bad thing. It's just when somebody just swaggy with rapping, people just always going to assume what city they're from or where they kick it at and shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, bro, when I first heard the Chike, I thought he was from the Bay too, because his music was.
Everybody did.
And then I'm like, he's from LA.
I had to tell everybody, like, the homie from LA, bro. Oh, everybody was saying that nigga was from the Bay. But when you got hip to the nigga, though, like, what song?
I ain't gonna lie, I got hipped like 3 months ago. And I ain't gonna lie, shout out TikTok. TikTok be putting everything on. But I was definitely listening to Overthinking and all that shit recently, like. Oh, because I saw you at the Rucci concert, which congratulations on that, at the Roxy.
Appreciate it. Yeah, hell yeah.
I seen you there, and everybody was, and the homies, I be bumping the gang of shit because I be trying to learn music just because I'm up here and just, you know, having conversations.
Yeah, you're honest.
And I be bumping you in the whip, and the homies be like, if they don't know a song, they automatically want to go to a song they know.
Right.
So when they seen you perform, they're like, oh, that's that shit you be bumping all the time. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, this that shit, yeah.
Yeah, so certain shit just, you know, certain shit just been clicking, but, so you do get that a lot, that you're from the IE? People just assume?
Like, IE, yeah, Bay Area, IE. Yeah, a lot of people be telling me that for sure, so yeah.
Mm. What was the first song you ever recorded? Like, can you remember the first time you went on the studio?
I ain't gonna lie, the first time I was ever in the studio, I was the nigga Ron Ron.
Shout out to my nigga Ron Ron.
Shout out Ron Ron.
Yeah, shout out Ron Ron. This shit was like, probably like, I think it's called Ain't Has Shit or something, but. This was probably like, damn, like three, four years ago or something. I can't really remember. But around, like, you feel me? It was for sure with Ron Ron, you feel me? It's called Ain't Have Shit. I can't even remember how it went on me. But that shit came out cool, though, to me. You feel me?
So yeah. Niggas was fucking with the type of shit and made you want to keep going?
Yeah, I posted a little snippet on the gram and shit. They was feeling it. Pumped the nigga up, motivated the nigga. I'm like, I'm finna keep doing this shit.
What age was this?
This was like, I think I was like 19 or something. Probably like 19, 20.
Oh, so you're like our age. You're like, what, 24?
I'm 24, yeah.
Oh, you're suspect. Yeah.
25.
Damn, we young doing this shit, huh?
Young
guy. But I ain't gonna lie, being that young, like when you start rapping, you get noticed. Like, does it take your mind off a gang of shit?
Like, what you mean,
does the music kind of like either in a good way distract you about your surroundings and like doing shit that you used to do before music? Or does it like kind of want to make you be like more with your family and just kick it with the boys and you know, be mute? Or be more low-key? Like, what route did it take you to? Like, the bad route where you were like, oh, I'm popping now, so fuck bitches, let's get high and get drunk, or let's go to the studio, focus, kick it with the fam, and do what I've been doing, just now I got something to motivate me to do better.
Hell no, I feel like that shit made me, like, more low-key. Because, like...
Nigga, rap dangerous now.
I ain't gonna lie, yeah. And I'm like, an anti-nigga, yeah. Like, I'm low-key anti-social, but I know with music I can't be like that, but still I'm like more of a chill, low key, laid back nigga. I don't like to really be getting in too much, especially in LA. You know it's crazy out here. A nigga can't be really doing. You feel me?
Yeah, you get caught up in some shit fast.
Yeah, so I don't party or nothing like that. Like I really move with purpose. Like
yeah.
I just go to shit, that video shoot studio. I go to shit that's purposeful, like right. For music. You feel me?
As you
that
should
shit
be.
Made me do more, be more low key, but it kind of like. Took a lot of more time away from my family a little bit, just a little bit, you feel me? I'm not always at the crib or always being able to go see my mom and shit like that. But for the most part, when I can, you know, I'm there, you feel me? But yeah.
Yeah, that's
some
low-key
shit, though. I mean,
You gotta be, because when you outside too much, I feel like that take the lore away from you. Like a nigga bring your name up and be like, man, I see that nigga every weekend at the pool party. Like, you're not special no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody see you. All the time. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it take away from a nigga's star power from when a nigga see you every blue moon and like, oh shit, that's so-and-so. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, you're too accessible at some point.
That's what I'm saying. Once you're too accessible, it's like he regular. I see him at the pool party every Saturday type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Except when not even excited to see you no more. Exactly. Like, they so used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about like being more mystique. Like just.
Exactly.
Only pop out like, you know, exclusive
shit is definitely like the, what was the first big feature or somebody that tapped in that, I mean, it didn't have to be like humongous, like A-list, but like, just somebody that already had a name before you even had yours.
I think maybe True Card.
Fire.
Or Kaylin for real. One of them. Yeah, one of them for sure.
Those are two big names that are doing this shit. Yeah. Especially Kaylin. He on his way to represent LA up the most high type shit. One of the best labels.
Shout out Kaylin, True Card for shit. So yeah, them some real niggas.
I had tapped in with this nigga pretty early too, on God. You feel me?
This nigga for sure. This nigga tapped in with me too.
Oh, okay. God.
So y'all did a song together?
No, I just tapped in because I liked the nigga shit.
Yeah. His shit hard.
Like 2019 or like, it was early.
You've been hella hipped on this.
It was so long. You feel me? Like, nigga, it was a long time ago. I heard that nigga shit. I'm like, this shit hard. Posted him on my grand nigga. This one had my first page, I think. Posted
him
on
the grand.
Yeah, this was before he was on this podcast.
Way before. Like, nigga, this like 2 years ago. When overthinking was like, maybe like, nigga, 3 months. 4 months old.
It ain't even like kick off really yet.
Facts. It was like, nigga, barely. We had a few thousand views. I was hip playing that shit.
You was hip.
I ain't gonna lie. I barely heard that song recently, like a whole week ago.
I was playing that shit.
I was deep diving in the shit. I was like trying to find, and I'm like, oh, I ain't gonna lie. If I thought you were younger too. I thought you were like maybe 19, 18.
Facts, because the nigga just came out.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, he really doing this shit. But I have my younger homies are like 16, 17. They're like obsessed when you rap, and they be bumping your shit heavy. Like, I'm like, who? Because they're the ones that play me a song, and I was like, who's this? And they're like, oh, bro, he got songs with S5 and Whoop, and like the homies just be on it. You know, they be on their shit, and I'll be like, damn, that's hard. So I thought you were young.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. A lot of people be thinking I'm young, bro. I be like, nah, I just. Feel me? I just really started hitting the scenes, so they probably ask, like you said.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Nigga started it a little late. That's all.
Nigga been at it though. I ain't gonna lie.
Right. Nigga just started getting some notoriety of recently. So a nigga think that a nigga knew when he said he already had some shit like 4 years ago type shit.
Yeah, for sure.
For how hard was it the first couple years when there wasn't really no momentum going?
That shit hard. I ain't gonna lie. So I thought that shit make a nigga want to quit.
Discouraging with nobody. Discouraging. Because you put your whole soul into this shit. You feel me?
So when it's like, when you not really seeing nothing, like, you kind of discourage a nigga sometime. But I ain't gonna lie. I had niggas around me that kind of kept a nigga motivated too. Like, you feel me? So I kind of never really like, was like, fully off the rap.
Yeah.
I always was like, all right, I probably had that day and days where I'm like, all right, I'm gonna quit. Like, fuck this shit. I ain't saying nothing. Nigga just dropping for nothing. Nigga just doing this shit for nothing. But you feel me? Nigga just find a way to just, that motivation, just keep a nigga going. Nigga probably make some hard shit the next day. Like, right. Ooh, back in this bitch. Oh, excuse me.
Did you ever think you was gonna crack? Or was you just playing around with it still at that point?
I ain't gonna lie. I always had a feeling that I would crack. I ain't gonna lie. Cause like, I like music, bro. Like, once I found out I could really make music, like, I just like, oh yeah, like, I could. You feel me?
Right.
I have faith in myself for sure. Like, I could do something with it for sure.
How hard is it being a rapper from South Central?
It's hard.
Then like
that don't gangbang at that.
It's still politics.
Cause nigga, that's a whole nother realm. Nigga, like, it was hard.
Like,
for
how
a nigga.
Hard is it because of the fact that you're young, you're kind of mellow, you're not like. You're talking crazy shit, but it's more swaggy. Like, your shit got swag. It's not like you not like, I'll kill everybody and they mama's bow bow. You know, it's like, it's just a little more player. You're low key. You just a swaggy ass fool. You know what I mean? So how hard is it when motherfuckers be expecting you to be like this super loud mouth crazy and you're just like, bro, I'm chilling, making music. Like, leave me the fuck alone type shit.
Yeah, nah, especially hard. It's hard out here in LA, especially. You feel me? It's a lot of politics. A lot of people think you gangbang. Where you from? That's the first question. Where you from?
Mm-hmm. Like, and then when you say Westmont, they're going to want to put you in a whole group of some shit. When it's like, nigga, that's an area.
Like, it's an area, yeah. That's just, you feel me?
You like between Normandy and Westmont.
That's just the area, just like, you feel me? Like, nigga don't got a gangbang to be from an area.
Nah, yeah. Facts, 100%.
Exactly. So that's, it's a hell of a lot of that shit going on. But nah, shit, really, shit, nigga just be just about just staying focused, you feel me? On me.
How do people that you went to like high school with, the middle school with, that you like maybe see once in a while, they be thinking like, oh, you too bougie now, food type shit. You ever get that card pulled on you?
Hell yeah. Nah, I don't even be that though. Nigga be working. I be so locked in on this shit. Like, it don't even be that nigga like trying to be bougie. And I ain't the type though. Like, if I know you, I know you. Like, whatever. Like, I'm, niggas see me all the time. They like, feel me? A lot of people think that though. And then when they see me, they're like, oh, nah, he cool as a bitch. Like, he not even on that. Like, nah, I don't be on that, bro. Like, hell nah. But I have for sure had a lot of people like, you feel me? You went bougie on a nigga, like nigga start rapping, nigga. Then,
right.
Like, nah, it ain't even like that. It ain't nothing like that.
You know, I'm just focusing right now. You don't make sense in my life type shit. Like,
yeah, like nah, you feel me? Yeah, for sure. Nigga just focus. You feel me? I'm so focused. Like, it don't beat out a nigga trying to be bougie or act a certain way. Like, if I see you, it's love. If we get in contact, it's love. Like, but you know, nigga just trying to.
That's fire. Hell yeah.
If a nigga not adding to the pot, what the fuck we finna be hanging around for? I don't got free time, nigga. I'm trying to do shit.
It's all love.
For real.
It's always
it's like
love,
I fuck
though.
With you, but if you not, nigga, if you can't make beats, engineer, got a studio, nigga, you not finna be with a nigga every day, bro.
Make clothes,
not.
Do something. Pick up the camera.
You gotta,
gotta
do
be
something,
doing
bro.
Pick up the camera.
If not, if you're not an asset, you a liability, bro.
Yeah,
no. No cap.
What is you doing?
If you're not doing something, nigga, go home.
Floating, you just floating.
Yeah, be a barber or something.
Something, my nigga. You got to be able to do something. Be the driver. Something, nigga. No cap.
Look at your license so you can drive this whip.
Do
God.
Something, bro.
That shit gives me so much anxiety when rappers be like, hey, bro, if I need a driver today, money ready. I'm like, motherfucker, just go get a license. It makes life so much more easy.
I don't got one, but I'm still driving. I don't go fuck about none of that shit.
He's still driving.
I'm driving.
Yeah. What's the biggest change you've seen in your life from starting this shit?
The biggest change, like probably like how people like look at a nigga, I guess. Probably like that. And shit, for sure, a nigga not like really wanting for nothing like I was. Like, you feel me? Like, I didn't have like plenty, like, you know, we did shit to get money plenty of times, but it's like now I'm at a point to where I actually make money off music. And I ain't really got to do none of that. Like, you know,
nothing excessive.
That.
You don't got to do no extracurricular activity to just survive.
Like, so I feel like my life more smoother now. Like, I ain't really got to worry about none of that. You feel me? I could just focus on music and really, you know, focus on other shit too. Not just music, but like merch, you know, whatever else that's like positive shit. You feel me? I don't really got to do no crazy shit. So it's better like that. Like I feel like life change. Like, that's probably like the biggest thing. Like, feel me?
Nigga ain't got to take risks to get money no more.
Yeah, nigga ain't got to take risks. You feel me? And then, like, how people look at me, like they kind of like an influence. Like, the influence, you feel me? Like, you feel me? So, probably those two right there.
How does your family see it? Like, for your
that
siblings?
Too, yeah, my family. I was just going to mention that. But, yeah, like, my mom, like, she excited about this shit. Like, she seeing what's going on. Like, all my family, they excited. Like, oh, yeah, come do this, come do that, come take a picture. They going to go crazy at school and, like, just cousins, like everybody, just you feel me? They hip, they excited. I love it though. Like, the energy is like that shit is
a great feeling when you
it's different. Cause at first they gonna tell you, cause nigga, I remember, bro. Before I was rapping every day, get a job. What you doing? Do something with your fucking life. What are you doing every day, nigga? What are you doing? I remember my first music video went viral and I ain't heard. What are you doing?
Nigga heard that shit
in 7 years. That shit disappeared.
Nigga, keep going. Now you keep doing.
Exactly.
Keep
doing. Ain't no more.
But now they want to give you rides places.
Yeah.
My mom be down. She let me leave the house with an ugly shirt. She be like, you gotta look good for the cameras.
Yeah. Right.
Like, now when it first started happening, she was like, ironing everything. Now she's a little more used to it, but she was like, you gotta, like, she was super
that
on
is
it.
Funny.
Super on it. Mom, yeah, my mom's be on it. She be trying to make merch. I'd be like, man, go ahead. Like, I do your thing, mom. I love it. Like, she's got the socks going. Like, she hella into it, trying to be at all the shows, front row. She coming to the shows. Are you here for my son? Like, mom's on it.
Yeah, but that's a good feeling, though, huh?
You know, that's a good feeling. Hell yeah, man. That shit keep a nigga going, bro.
You ever been like signed to anything or like a production company or like management group or anything like that?
Nope.
Nah.
Nah, I ain't never. I always been independent, just thugging on my own. It's really, I ain't never been signed.
That's right.
Before, have they offered you?
I talked to a couple labels. I talked to Empire.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
They on it. They on it. They school.
I can't even remember. I talked to a couple people though. You feel me?
Yeah.
For sure, but situation. I ain't really like. Yeah, the situation is when I ain't really like, you know, what a nigga was hearing and shit and didn't really go through. So I'm like, I'm just independent. You feel me? I'm just, you know, I take that route till when it's time.
How scary is that? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
How scary is that though when you like get a paper and I'm not saying you're dumb, but they be using words that will fuck you over because you don't understand the meaning behind. What's that word that means forever? That a lot of labels use?
You mean like
you know what I'm talking about, right?
I do know what you're talking about.
For like the word that they got like a couple rappers with?
Oh, damn.
Perpetuity.
Yeah, type shit.
No. Is that the word?
I don't think so. It might be.
That's the word, the one that means like forever? Yeah, and I'll be like, I'm like, they got you for what? They'll be like, yeah, that shit meant forever. I didn't look it up. I thought it meant like
a certain
type of percentages. I'm like, God damn.
A lot of labels, they be trying to like keep your masters too. Like the deals be cool, but they just want your masters or like it just be certain shit that may not, that one or two things or a couple things or whatever that may not be like,
that's why
it would have went good, but
facts
or whatever.
Yeah,
that's why you got to build that leverage first and then you're going to make them demand.
Exactly.
You
demand, your demand becomes higher. Exactly.
You build your leverage. Yeah, that's exactly. When you kick your feet up in that motherfucker and be like, nigga, we going to do X, Y, and Z if y'all want me in this motherfucker. Yeah. But when you still getting your shit together, you kind of just got to either go independent or take whatever they give you.
Yeah, facts.
No cap.
Yeah.
But desperate time means for desperate means. So that's good though. Even though you weren't like seeing so much positive shit, it was like, I'ma still wait. Like you waited this shit out because that shit could have gone left.
That's the good thing about getting a lawyer too. Like
that. Oh shit. Get you an entertainment lawyer.
Yeah, facts. Cause nigga not gonna know what the fuck.
None of that shit said.
Exactly.
Nigga gonna see the dollar sign, the dollar amounts on that motherfucker.
Gonna see the money and be like, yeah, come on.
Facts.
Like, nah, no. Check and see what they want you to do, my boy.
That part. Is it any up and coming niggas in the city that you fuck with? Like that's not already owned, but just like niggas that's around you, like your level type shit you feel like, or like that's around you that you fuck with?
Like doing music way wise?
Type shit.
I want to say shit, Project Baby Twin. Me and him got a couple songs.
Shout out to him.
Shout out
Project Baby Twin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Petty.
Shout out Petty.
Petty hard.
He been doing this shit for a while.
Shout out Petty. I'm trying to see. It's so many. I ain't gonna lie. It's so many like artists that's been popping out in the city, low key. Like city starting trying to get up there a little bit. But
facts.
Them two for the most part can name. You feel me? I'm trying to think of a couple more people.
For you feel like South Central's coming back a little bit? I mean, he's always been there. Rap's always gonna. But it's lately it's been like a lot of the Compton, the Inglewoods, kind of like not the outskirts, but just other cities. But South Central, like the Normandy, Vermont babies, the Western babies, you think it's slowly coming back?
Slowly, yeah, slowly for sure. Slowly.
Because you were part of the era that was cracking.
Yeah,
like when
it was only a handful of us, so you had to listen to us.
Yeah,
like it was only four or five of us.
It wasn't cool to rap. Low-key back then. When,
facts.
Like, it was
cool, harder to get deals, too. They wasn't just passing out deals when we first started. Hell no. Like, it took the next wave. Like, Shoreline and them started with that shit. Where niggas started getting real deals.
So you think, like, L.A. started coming back slowly when all those barriers got broken by, like,
to me,
the Dracos,
because we figured out we didn't need the old niggas. We didn't know what to do. There wasn't no distro kids yet, none of that. We didn't know what the fuck to do, bro.
Yeah.
We just was shooting shit. You know what I'm saying? Now I feel like it's a little more established for the young niggas coming through, like Jachi and all these niggas, because now niggas know I could go to distro kid. I could get my bread. Nigga, once I get to a certain point, these labels, they gon' hit me. Right. Like, it's different, bro. When we first came out, nigga, wasn't no fucking labels calling. And we were some of the biggest shit cracking. It took some little other shit, you know what I'm saying, for niggas to really start to get their barriers in this shit. I say Shoreline was one of the first niggas that came from the new wave after Problem, AD.
Shoreline, Draco, 03 Greedo.
Facts. Them was the niggas who, I think Shoreline might have been the first one with the deal, but Shoreline, Draco, and then Greedo. And then after that, they was passing out deals left and right.
Man, that was
because they brought the light to the city for real.
That was a crazy wave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way that even went underrated. Like, even you're not, it was weird saying your era because I want to say shit in high school, but like,
that's
like
the right truth. Before, that was my era.
Yeah, but like right before, like, y'all was killing shit, but I do feel like slowly it kind of just slowly died down.
Hell
you
yeah.
know what I mean? And it got picked up again, but you guys are picking it up again, just bringing like, bro, when the, like, obviously, yes, there's rappers from like Western Normandy, but just South Central as a whole, I feel like it slowed down.
Yeah.
You know, and then it started being around the cities. Like, right now, if we're being honest,
it's a lot of them.
Bro, wait. We was talking about that shit. For who do we interview? J.I. Benz?
Yeah.
We told J.I. Benz, man. Like, y'all got it right now, dog.
And then a lot of them niggas don't even know that they're from the IE. They think they just L.A. rappers. Like, a lot of them niggas is IE rappers. Speaking on some IE rappers, I'm so glad you did that. I see my nigga drop some hot shit. I see you drop some hot shit and you was on some niggas' heads. Could you speak on it?
Man, I'm just...
I'm not hip to this.
You don't know what's going on? See, this is why I got to be here for these interviews.
That's why I asked you to come.
I'm really hip.
Because you a messy motherfucker.
It's not that. Messy I just Mondays. Know what's going on in the city.
Hey, can I get some tissue real quick?
I know what's going on. You feel me? I be peeping. This my nigga, bro.
Okay,
I listen to all his shit, so I know what's going on.
Okay, look. So tell us and then we'll let him... And then we'll let him run it back.
I just don't know if niggas want to, you feel me, speak on that shit.
If you got a song, you can talk about it.
Look, we ain't going to speak on it. We just going to put it in the music.
See, that's why you got to ask. But if you know, you know.
You was coming at the head?
You know, for sure. It ain't like, if you know, you for sure know.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to IE in LA.
Yeah, nah. It's not some IE shit. It's just some personal shit that he got going. Like, don't try to make it like that.
No. What I'm saying is.
Personal shit.
No, I know. Yeah. What I'm saying is. Shout out.
Shit.
But I like how you were like, it's IE.
Nah, like, I'm not trying to do that. You feel me? But I'm like, because.
Nah, yeah, songs with a
guy. It was a pivot. You know what I'm saying?
Couple of them, yeah.
Nah, but South Central's definitely, like, getting his rise again where it's like, yeah, hell yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure you wish there was more of you guys back in your, like, when you were doing it, there was people like Jachi just fucking doing their shit, and you guys
would have
been.
I wish it was more niggas, like, who reach out. Like, you know what I'm saying? As soon as I heard his music, bro, I didn't care about the followers. Yeah. I didn't give a fuck about none of that, nigga. I heard something, I'm like, this nigga finna be next.
Yeah, niggas don't be on that. Niggas don't be on genuine, like, shit.
You feel me?
Be more about clout.
That part. If a nigga crack in, I don't give
crack
a fuck.
In, yeah.
I'm like, this nigga, finna be cracked.
Like, yeah, like, you are. Like, I ain't gonna cap. I'm gonna tell you, like, yeah, you are.
Real shit, because I feel like enough niggas didn't do that, bro. When me and Snow came out, niggas was all up in our DMs talking about this shit hard as fuck. But we'll see them niggas on Melrose, and they'll be like, we fuck with your shit. But
yeah,
like, niggas will not be trying to give you no features. Niggas won't show you no love on the gram, nothing. But they know what's going on, and I don't appreciate that. So, you feel me? I think it's different now with the young niggas that's coming up, because I think niggas be reaching out. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be hitting them. Like you said, Kaylin hit him.
Yeah,
who else you said?
Sure, yeah. True Car.
True Car hit him. Like, that's, you feel me? Like, it's different now. We starting to reach out to the next niggas that's coming up and starting to fuck with them.
Yeah, for sure.
And for also, I think it's like an era where everybody's more cool now. Like, yeah, there's beef. There's always going to be that. We're from LA. That shit comes, you're
they
born and bred. So somebody doesn't like somebody all the time.
Yeah.
But like, you connecting with, like, I even seen you, you got like a song with Cool Corleone. You got a song with fucking S5, R3 the Chili, man. You got all these that back then, like fucking Suspect wasn't making a song with a gang of people.
You're right, because
it was just him
ago,
and Frosty, and it was like, well, we don't fuck with nobody else because we're cool. So it's just like,
but
everybody was
kind of
like a distance with each other. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's facts. No, that's real, because everybody in their own camps felt like that was the shit and fucked them. You feel me? But that's because you got to realize we was kids, bro. I was like 17. Of course I was going to be like, fuck them. Nigga, I woke up famous one day. Fuck them. I'm a dumbass teenager. You feel me? But when you get a little older, you realize, bro, you need networking skills. You got to fuck with the motherfuckers in your city because, nigga, that'll build a bigger movement. It'll be beneficial for everybody.
Yeah.
Type shit.
For sure.
And he reaching out.
Expanding, you feel me? Trying to make it bigger than what it already is.
Facts.
You feel me? With the right niggas, though.
That's some real shit. Because niggas be weird these days.
Yeah, be a lot of shit going on.
And what's like the process for you, like at a studio session, or how you drop an album or a tape? Like,
what
how
you mean? What's your studio pack when you hit the booth?
Studio pack?
Yeah.
I be having my producer with me. Matter of fact, he right there. Matter of fact, my nigga No Limit Austin.
Shout out No Limit Austin.
Why I didn't know that? That's crazy as fuck. Oh God, I know that. That's crazy. Just made me look real bougie. I fuck with gang. I didn't even know that was him, bro.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
Fuck you.
Nah, yeah, that nigga always already with me. But yeah, usually shit, we cook up together. He'll cook some shit up.
He hard.
Or I fuck with different producers. They be sending me shit. I got millions of beats. Mm-hmm. It be hard. I be like, I really just, you feel me, just hit him. Because I know we got a chemistry.
Right. Yeah. He already know what you're looking for in the sound.
Yeah, but I'll check out other niggas' beats sometime. Go to the studio, shit. Make sure I got some weed for sure and shit. Get my mind going. And nigga, listen to some beats. Putting the motherfuckers on, I go freestyle, you feel me? It's on me.
So you don't write?
Nah, maybe sometimes if I had to, like if I had to write a bar or two or something, just right. If I think of some shit.
And yeah,
I can't really, but nah, for the most part, I'm punching in, I'm freestyling the whole time.
That's always been like, when I see fools do that, I was like, you know you're working way harder now, right now, because you're just like, wait and then give you a second. But then I'd be like, but then I also understand that that's your process. That's just how you're more comfortable making music.
I think it's only harder for the engineer. It's really less
it's
work.
It's harder for the engineer.
It's really harder for the engineer. For us,
hey, shout out
nigga,
to the engineer. Like, y'all need, man.
Punching in is hard for the engineer.
And the producers and engineers need more credit because they play a lot, a big part in a lot of shit. You feel me?
Facts.
The sound. Without that sound, there's no song.
Facts.
Shit.
So, you feel me? So, yeah, for sure, shout out them. Shout out my nigga No Limit Austin, for sure. That guy right there, on me. That nigga, once we locked in, it just went crazy from there, but.
Fire.
Nah, for sure, though.
Fuck, how was your first time performing?
First time performing?
Was that shit at some ratchet party in South Central somewhere?
Damn, what was my, I seen
Sesame perform at some ratchet-ass party I paid $5 for.
That's fire.
First time I performed that shit. I think it probably was like a small little party or something. Some shit.
So were you on your wheelchair at the time when you first performed?
That was my first one. That was like one of the first performances that I did.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit went viral on TikTok. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you talking about at Two For Real Day?
No, that one went crazy too. But I seen a TikTok before that where it was dark and the lights were out and they were going crazy.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And you were like kind of standing.
I was like, that was like my fourth day. Facts.
And you were like kind of like standing on it, like you were kind of like trying to pick yourself up, and the crowd was just singing, and you kept looking back at your homies like, motherfucker, I'm tired doing this.
Oh yeah, no yeah, you talking about that's Two For Real Day.
Oh, okay, so
that was Two For Real Day with the kids. I was trying to stand up on the wheelchair.
Yeah, and I was like, seeing you like, because I don't know your situation. I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but seeing you still want to perform and do this shit. And there was multiple videos. There was one when you were like, I think like at a party, and then the Two For Real Day right there in Compton. I was like, damn, that's good, because the kids knew everything. Everybody knew everything was word for word. Pow, pow.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure they were tripping that you were on a wheelchair.
That shit kind of tripped me out, bro. The feeling is amazing, though.
It's so crazy. It's hard to describe a feeling when you hit the stage and they just know your shit.
Yeah, it was, like, crazy. Like, they knew. Like, they knew that word for word, bro. Like, as soon as I start rapping, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, they shocked me. Like, oh, shit. I just start going with them. Like, turn up with them. Like, just feeling that energy, bro. It's crazy. Yeah, like, and then, like, those, a couple of them performances, too, was days after I got shot. So I was low-key in pain. I take some meds, pop some meds, then go thug it off. But I wanted to do it, though. You feel me? I wanted to, for sure.
Shit, can you run us through the night you got shot? She don't got to give, like, super details, but, like, what was the feeling like when you got shot? Did he feel like you were dying? Like,
to be honest, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even feel it. Like, when I first got shot, I ain't even really feel it. I kept running.
So you was outside?
Yeah, I was outside, yeah. Then I noticed I had some, I had the Supreme Forces on. I had, like, blood coming through my shoes. Then that's when I low-key start feeling it.
Oh, because like, you saw the blood. I mean, the blood,
I start slowing down. Like, when I'm running, I start slowing down. Like, ooh, I'm hit. That's when I start feeling it. But, yeah, I ain't really feel it. Like, I don't know, that shit really, he was just trying to, like, get away. I got caught up in a little situation. You feel me?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but, you know, it ain't nothing. Nigga still right here and all that, so, but, you know, things happen, you feel me? But to describe that, you know, that's the only way I could describe it. Like, I ain't really feel it till afterwards.
It was burning inside?
Yep, like a little burn.
That's exactly how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I got shot, I didn't go to the hospital until 2 hours later. I didn't think I even got shot, and they were like, the bullet's in there, dog. I was like, oh, fuck.
No, that was the same, bro. Something happened with me on stage. I didn't even know until I got back in the car, left, and then, like, it's a rip on your jean. And I'm like, fuck you mean? Same shit. I check, it's blood all on my shirt. I'm like, yo, generally
be running, so like,
you don't feel it.
A lot of times you don't really feel, you gonna feel if something hits you, but you're not gonna, it's not gonna hurt necessarily, if you understand what I'm saying.
No. I definitely get what you're saying. It's like, when you're so focused on trying to get away that you didn't feel it right then. But then the minute you kind of knew you were like in a safe space, you paid attention and it was like, where'd you get shot exactly?
In both my feet.
Damn, I got shot in the foot too, dog.
That shit weak.
My bullet's still in there.
Yeah, I got a couple small fragments.
Yeah, me too.
It get cold. I mean, when it get cold,
you can feel it on the floor. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Did they tell you, like, we could take out the fragment, but we gotta chop something off?
Nah, they ain't tell me that. Hell no, I would've been like, hell no.
Nah, they told me that. They're like, hey, they're like, bro, you got a main one that's right there. It's not gonna bug you, but, like, when it gets cold, you might feel it or something, but they're like, we could take it out, but we just got to chop off your toe. Like, your big toe was kind of like connected. And I was like, nah, I'm cool. I'll deal with that shit. It's all right. I'll be okay.
I want my toe.
Yeah. I mean, that's your balance. Yeah, people don't know.
Facts. Without your toes, it's over with.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, because that shit fucked up. I still, like, my shit still low-key not 100%. You feel me? Mm. My toes are still stiff, low-key.
They can't ball no more?
Can't really ball. I'm about to go to, I got physical therapy. They just, you know, I had to go back and get, but for the most part, my wounds healed up and shit, everything. They look like scabs. It healed up and everything, but it's still kind of a little hurt. Little pressure came all the way, really can't run.
Yeah.
Like, all the way, you feel me? Bend it.
For what was your mom's reaction like? I was gonna say, the way you talk about her, I'm like, I know she screamed at you at the hospital.
Nah. She didn't even scream at me. Like,
she was just more worried.
Yeah, more worried. She didn't scream at me though. She was more worried. She was hella worried. They still be worried. I'd be like, that shit like 4 months ago.
I feel you though.
That's just a parent's instinct.
That shit changed you, fool. Getting shot at. I only got grazed on my leg, but nigga, that's the same shit. I felt it. Like, nigga, shit was hot. Like, you feel me? No cap. I felt like the inside of my shit was burning.
That
nigga,
shit ain't nothing to play with for sure.
Like, nah, hell. Bro, I feel you. And even with your feet, dog, like, we walk on these motherfuckers. So when I got shot, bro, it felt weird. Like, if I hit the couch wrong, like, while walking, my whole shit just start hurting or something. Yeah. So it was bad, dog. So I totally understand how you're feeling.
And I walk on I got shot in the middle. So I can't press on it. I got to walk on the side of my feet. Kind of damn near something. Like, you know,
man, creasing all your shoes, huh?
All that shit. The forces be killing niggas sometimes.
That's crazy.
That's why I be wearing them. I be loosening them motherfuckers up.
Hell yeah. Were you popping like narcos and shit when you got shot?
Hell yeah. Perks and narcos for shit sure. I ain't gonna lie.
Did that shit make you look at life different, getting popped?
Nah, it's normal where we come from. Like, it didn't make me look at life different, but like, you know. I mean, like,
did it make you
more,
move or like yeah, move different, yeah, like, yeah, like, yeah. Like for yourself, like for not sure. Look at life, like, damn, what is life? Because you know
for
we
sure.
See niggas get shot every day.
Like more aware, like, yeah, this shit,
it's real. It could really happen to it.
It could really happen, yeah. No matter what the situation is, whatever, you know, it had to be no game banging or whatever. You could be anywhere, anytime, some shit pop up. Whatever the situation is, this shit real. Like, so yeah, for sure, it made a nigga be more aware and more cautious, move more smarter. You feel me? And just. You feel me? Pay more attention to certain things. You feel me?
Man, we from LA, bro. Skaters get shot.
Facts.
And
that's
bro,
what I'm saying.
The shit hella normal. You could be at the wrong party. You get shot in the arm. Either trying to get the rapper behind you or the person behind you.
Facts. Bullets ain't got no names, nigga.
You ain't got no fucking names.
No names, for sure. So, yeah. Made a nigga, like, think about that more. Bullets ain't got, like, whatever. Just be more smarter, bro. Anything can happen anytime.
Fuck it. Have you made a song about you getting shot?
Not necessarily, nah.
You definitely gotta make a song. You know how many fuckers been shot that gonna feel it?
yeah, for sure. I mean, I probably said a little something, but I can't really think if I did.
Specifically?
Yeah, specifically.
What about for a girl?
For a song about a girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple little joints.
For the gerbs?
You got songs
for
the gerbs?
For the scoops.
For the scoops?
Skeletes, whatever you wanna call it.
For the skelete things, man.
If a nigga diss you, you gonna diss him back?
Yeah. Nah, I mean.
Nah, but if he diss you with the title on their name.
Yeah.
Like fucking Chachi diss.
Yeah, probably, yeah, that's, yeah. But if a nigga throw some shots, I might just say, that's the thing about niggas. Niggas, like, you feel me? Sometimes they'll say something and they won't know that you know or whatever that is.
Right, for them.
Yeah, so, I don't, you know, I'll throw my little shots or whatever, but, you know. Just put it in the music, bro. But I ain't, you feel me?
Yeah, but you're not making full blown songs for motherfuckers. He is.
I dissed the nigga. I didn't give a fuck. I dissed the nigga. Acting nigga out in the video.
You know how many
diss
songs
it
is? You know how many diss songs it is?
I feel like we need that back in rap, fool. Like, it's ain't nothing wrong with dissing a nigga, bro. Like, it's too much where you want to diss a nigga and then I got to shoot you. Like, if you said something in the music, nigga, you diss a nigga back, leave it at that. It's rap, fool. Niggas don't know how to separate that shit.
No, but that also comes from your love for battle rap.
Yeah, I love rap, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about me and battle rap. I do not watch that.
And it's not even just battle rap. Yes. I just love competing and rapping. That's what it is. It's not even so much battle rap because I don't even know the new battle rappers. I'm going to keep it up. But
what I'm saying, your history, like,
yeah, just how I grew up. Like, I just like competitive rapping. I feel like the competition is gone. Nobody want to be better than nobody. Niggas want to be like niggas.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Nah, I feel that.
Nobody want to be the hardest nigga. They just want to be like the next nigga.
I feel that with my soul because there's so many. Yeah, nobody want to be better than the next nigga. Like, not in a bad way.
I'm better than you.
Yeah, you ain't got to. You feel me?
Okay, so
too many niggas who sound like other niggas. And I say that to say this one of the only new niggas in the city, bro, who don't sound like nobody.
But also I'm assuming that your love for music is not just LA. You have like an expansion of love for music. Like, I'm pretty sure you listen to motherfuckers from Atlanta, Houston.
Fucking. I listen to I just remixed a SZA song.
See what I mean? Like, motherfuckers ain't listening to SZA. SZA, you feel me? SZA got hoes. That means he got hoes. You know what I mean?
For sure the hoes. Nah, what? Nah. Niggas better get hip, man. Niggas better get hip. They'll take these girls, the females, man, once they get a hold of
them, they take you to the sky, bro.
The kids and the females, bro.
Don't I say that all the time? Kids and females, grown men got egos.
Once they get in their hands, it's no longer.
Grown men have egos. Females and kids don't have egos. They will love you, cherish you, buy your shit, buy your merch, come to your shows, scream at you when they see you pass out. A grown ass man, every time I see a grown ass man, hey, my nigga, no dick riding, but I fuck with you.
Like, bro, you
didn't mean shut up, kill me, nigga.
You didn't have to say that.
You didn't have to say that. Just say you fuck with a nigga. I'm just saying, you feel me? A female and a kid, they're not going to do that. They just
don't love
you, bro.
I totally understand that. I totally feel that.
Niggas got egos.
But you're also young, fool, so it's like, yeah, you feel me? You be popping your shit a little different. But back to this dissing shit, not like rap dissing. Like, you'll be okay with, like, I don't know, an example. I'm just throwing a random name out there. Let's just say, Arthur the Chili Man. He just make a song, call him motherfuckers out, where he going bar for bar. You'll be okay with that? Like, he just, like, and not just you, but let's just say he calls out all the young motherfuckers coming up. You, King Most Wanted, yeah. Let's just say everybody, he calls out the baby stonger. Everybody, he just calls everybody out. Like, on some cool shit. Like, on some, like, I rap better than you motherfuckers. Let me see what you could do on this beat. You won't take it personal?
No. Maybe. You feel me? From a distance, that could happen probably, but.
Yeah.
I wasn't even in the studio or nothing like that. I ain't trying to do none of that.
Oh, okay.
I feel that.
But you definitely dissing
that. I'm like, diss the fuck out of
me. Okay, yeah.
Niggas say my name in the song, and I feel like it depends on who you are, though. Like, if I know you and I fucked with you and you did some weird shit, I'm dissing you.
Nah, for sure. I'm saying, though, like, it ain't going to be like no.
No, but I'm talking about, like, competitive. Okay, so who's done it before? There's a rapper that called out everybody.
Rico Reckless. Rico Reckless did the something like Who Shot You, and then he put all the niggas on his cover, and they was like babies with the faces of like Kodak.
But it was some
black
rap shit.
But it was some rap shit. Yeah, like he had them as babies, as they face on it on a mixtape, just like calling niggas out on some rap shit.
Like, I don't know. Like, nah, I don't really. That's not.
He's like, nah, that ain't me.
That's just not me. Like,
see, but that's a valid thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, certain shit is for certain rappers. That's when you were like, I don't really be watching battle rap and shit like that.
Yeah.
So I totally understand that. But like, it's an example. Like, if somebody, let's just say I'm a rapper, right? And I were to call out, there's a couple rappers here, AD, Lush, and Almighty, and whoever be here with us.
Nah, yeah.
And it's like some competitiveness where it's like.
Competitive rap, yeah, we can do that. Nah,
sure. You feel me? Like,
so that's what I meant. So my five, I worded it right, but that's what I meant.
I'm not talking about sliding on niggas.
Yeah, no, no. I'm talking about
kill you when I see you diss. Like, that's some weirdo shit. I'm talking about, like, nigga, you might throw a little couple shots, but I'm really showing you I'm rapping better than you.
And then it's like love. Like, feel me? Let me see what you can do now. Yeah. Like, the response. It's more of a battle rap, yes.
Yeah,
I guess I worded it wrong. My fault,
yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I fuck with that. You feel me?
Facts, you feel me? You gotta have nigga competition back in rap, bro. These niggas wanna sound like their favorite rapper. They wanna look like him, sound like him, act like him, be him. Yeah. It'd be a whole recreation of the next nigga. And I'd be like, this is why I can't listen to you niggas, cause you niggas sound like the niggas that I started rapping with. The fuck going on? Now that's why when he came out, I'm like, this shit stand out. Because these other niggas, I'm not gonna say no names, all these other niggas sound like a form of Draco, Ralphie, nigga, Snow, me, all these niggas. He know what's up, fool. All these niggas sound like them four,
Draco,
bro.
For sure. Everybody
for sure. Like everybody wanna be like Draco.
That niggas, one is the craziest one.
Facts.
Man, I heard a song the other day and I was like, and the homie's like, that's not Draco. I was like, oh yeah. I can't. Ain't nobody sound like Draco, but it's just a lot of hella like same beat selection, and it's kind of creepy.
Man, I didn't heard niggas be in the track talk about on the game over. Like, come on, bro, nigga, steal your whole man, all type of shit, bro. So it's like, when a nigga be different, I fuck with it. That's why I like his shit.
I feel like it's cool to have influences, bro. Like,
most definitely,
right? Just don't take a nigga's shit, though.
But don't just take a nigga's shit. Like, try to make your own shit. Like, try to. Make it your way.
Everybody's inspired by something.
Most definitely.
You feel me? Every great inventor was inspired by the previous one, but they was a great inventor because they made a little tweak to whatever they was inspired by and made it them.
Okay, so who are your kids?
You know who my kids is, nigga. You know who my kids is, nigga.
I'm trying to have a break with them. Who sees over the moon?
Man, you know who my kids is, bro. You
feel me? But Jachi, give me your top.
He's funny as a motherfucker, man.
Okay, real quick, before we go to your top five, who fucks with your music more, Latinos or black people?
Black people, but like, I got a lot of Latino fans too.
Well, yeah, you're from South Central, so I would explain.
Latinos show love. I was just telling my barber the other day, he Latino. I'm like, bro, I really fuck with you because, like, y'all don't have egos how we do. Like, a nigga pull up to my house, give me weed, cut my hair, all type of shit, and just like for the love, bro. A nigga gonna be like, nigga, I need $10 for this gram. I need it. You already know. Like, that's just how we be. You feel me? Like, y'all, I don't know what it is, but like, with y'all community, but y'all way more like loving than we is. We look at each other as threats. I walk in the liquor store, a nigga come in the liquor store, what you gonna do? Look him up and down as a threat evaluation.
Fact.
You feel me? Other motherfuckers would be like, it's love.
It's love.
Type shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I be realizing like how many of my homies, because I listen to more just like Spanish music than I do even rap. That's just my taste of music. But like, all my homies, like, even when I've had conversations with like the Ruchis and the RJs, they're like, bro, most of our fan base is Hispanic. Yeah, and
my Latino fan base rising up though, for sure. Like,
and then I seen like the shirt, for not the Kalen one, but for the other show that was posted on TikTok, I seen this shit and I was like, that shit like all a Hispanic. Big ass mixed crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I done had a couple shows where it was all Hispanics.
Yeah. You for sure was cracking. I remember.
Matter of fact, I performed one time and it was like all Hispanics. It was like mosh pit and everything. Yeah. Like, it was at Regent.
They show love.
Like, the Regent? Yeah. Okay.
I can't remember who I was performing for or whatever, but yeah, that shit was crazy, nigga. It was like majority Latino.
That show
and like
love,
even
bro.
And I was low key, this was months prior, like, you feel me? And it was Latinos that even knew some of my songs. I'm like,
like, word for word type shit?
Yeah, like, I'm like, damn.
Nigga,
like,
they'll be quick to show some real support.
Yeah,
niggas,
niggas
that hear your shit and act like they didn't. I swear to
God. That's crazy.
Niggas hear your shit and act like they don't even know you, bro. I promise. I guarantee you he done had a situation where he see a nigga that's cracking and he know that nigga know his shit. Mm-hmm. And a nigga just walk right past, act like you don't even know a nigga.
I mean, it's a lot of that, but I don't know, man. If you know a nigga, you like a nigga music.
Yeah, show love.
You are, bro. Yeah, you are, bro. I fuck with you, bro.
And I think this generation, I think our generation is breaking all those barriers.
That's fact.
Dumb motherfuckers didn't like
DMs.
Nobody.
I'll be in niggas' DMs like, this shit hard, nigga. Yeah. I fuck with this. You feel
Facts.
Me? Like, bro, you got to do that shit, bro.
Yeah,
don't be scared.
Man.
Fuck your ego. Show love to these young niggas, fool.
And that shit feel good when somebody DM you that you know who about, like, when somebody pop in DM you and just show you love, that shit feel real like good.
That shit feel good.
Facts.
That shit make you like, oh, I'm doing something.
Right.
I'm doing something right. Like, I'm doing something. Facts. I got something going on.
Hell yeah.
Real shit going. Like, yeah, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, give me your top five of LA right now.
Top five of LA? Kalen for sure. I don't lie. Like, just to be, I would put me in there just because I feel like, that's just me, you feel right. me? But no, some realistic shit, Kalen, like Blast, Kalen. I'm trying to think, Blast, Kalen.
It's hard, you know. Hard.
I'm trying to think some more. Those three for sure I could think of. Feel me?
And them all like melodic type niggas.
Yeah, melodic. Yeah, that melodic sound, that shit, like, it's that, like, does it it's be like on? It's not R&B, but it's like,
it's like rap. It's rap singing.
Yeah,
you feel me?
That type of way, that shit going crazy.
Who first did that shit? Drake. Drake did that shit, huh?
Yeah, but like our type shit, maybe
like NBA.
I guess I could say Roddy Ricch. I mean, but
or maybe but from, even before that.
Common. Yeah, that's it. The area's
like,
cool. Yeah,
maybe like
yeah.
Ty Dolla Sign.
Nah,
I am
feel like
Ty Dolla Sign for sure.
I am Sue. Ty Dolla Sign. That was on some singing, rapping shit, nigga.
But I feel like Ty was like just real life singing some at some point.
Then more so, I am Sue. He got one in clinic this
year. That
nigga, that's sing rapping, like, nigga. That's not really like, singing, but he's rapping really though.
Singing, yeah.
You feel me? Yeah. Right. So that's what you be fucking with.
Nah, yeah, I like that shit. That shit hard. That shit dope. I like that shit. Rapping, like, rappers, damn.
You already got three. Last two could be rappers. You already got three. Them all, like, melodic singing rappers type niggas.
I fuck with Ralphie. I fuck with Ralphie shit.
Ralphie hard.
Fact.
I ain't gonna lie. I never paid too much attention to recently.
That's crazy.
No, but it's just because.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Back in the day, if you ain't got a bag, you could beat it. Friendship for 10 bands that need me.
No, but
he's
facts.
The
he's
cast.
Been for a minute.
Nah, man, he's been doing it for a minute, but just my preference of music, I just be onto other shit. Like
so
that.
When you was that age, you was listening to more Me and Frosty than Ralphie?
When what age would that be? What year would that be?
With that wave, when it was cracking.
When it was like 2012, 13.
Wait, that's too early.
14, 15.
It was 15, 16.
So fresh, I ain't gonna lie, fresh out of like camp, I ain't gonna lie, I was listening to a lot of YG.
Mm-hmm.
Draco was like, at that point, YG, Draco, 03, Greedo. Damn. You was definitely just, but I ain't gonna lie, your shit was just more party shit. Your music was ratchet, fool.
It was.
It like, so you, so I'm not listening to it while I'm just vibing. I'm listening to it like, I got a bitch
that's
on me.
This nigga told me that he seen me perform at a show. That
for
shit
$5.
Fucked me up.
I think, I don't even think you were performing. I just like I think we pulled up and you were like the special guest.
Mm.
And then that shit still went viral. I mean, there was hoes there.
It was packed.
It was packed. I think it was with Frosty. I could be wrong.
Hey, that was that time, fool, when niggas just pull up.
I don't know.
Were you and Frosty beefing it during fucking Milwaukee Bucks and all that shit?
Nah.
Yeah, the cool. Oh, he did that shit. It was viral.
I was around for all
when
of that.
When Milwaukee Bucks came out, that shit changed the whole function scene ever.
I was around for all of that.
You played for the DJ that starts playing at 12. Play that shit, the party officially cracked off.
But nigga,
I think what was that? What year was that?
That was 2016. What you was on at that point?
I had just graduated 2016.
Mm.
So I was hip, but I was fucking up. See, like I was telling y'all, I was trying to get my shit together, and I was hip though for sure. But I was really just trying to graduate and trying to focus on starting my own career. But I was for sure hip when all that shit. Yeah,
right.
All that shit.
It didn't super crack for me to where you're safe at. When Where Your Safe At came out, then it was just over. At that point, it was over.
Well, your name was different when you first came out, too.
Nah,
nobody has
for sure started that at over. Yeah, no, yeah. Niggas was not saying that, bro.
Niggas was not saying that. That comes from the B game, though, huh? Like, your lingo is a little different than most LA motherfuckers.
It is.
But you totally understand.
That's what made it, like
pop off, yeah.
And that's why I like him, bro, because he different, bro. Who, I can't... All the other niggas who cracking in the city, that's on God. I could put them in one of them four family tree, the Draco, Ralphie, Snow, me. You could be like, oh, yeah, he sound like them. Or Shoreline, too, on God. Because a lot of y'all be copying the fuck out
or
of Shoreline.
Or Blue Bucks.
That, too. Now?
Yeah, now.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
God. I've never
hell
heard so God many
damn
sports lines.
Hell
God
yeah
damn.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah.
You think,
right now,
you think,
like
you think that's like a new wave?
Bro.
Where it's like, yes. where it feels like everybody just, like, there's so many references in one song.
Yes, bro. Yeah. When we first came out, it wasn't, you could only copy who you was just going to copy Draco or sound like YG and them. Yeah. So you had to just be different. Now it's just so easy. I'm going to just sound like Draco and drop a mixtape sounding like I'm falling asleep
it's a lot of
and
like,
I'm finna rap.
It's like a tree. like opened up.
It's the family tree. Facts. He knows what's going on. It's the family tree. I can't pinpoint him on no family tree.
Why do you think your generation is gonna last longer than theirs?
Because it's different now. The time.
Mm-hmm.
How the time and what's going on with the music, like Instagram and stream, DistroKid and all this shit. Like, it's more advanced. It's more easy to blow up. You feel me? Like, so you know, that's all I gotta say.
That's facts. Yeah. It was definitely harder for us. We didn't have TikTok and all that type of shit.
TikTok.
You had to go to the schools and pop up outside in the parking lot and perform at it. Like, you
feel me? On some shit.
You
like,
feel
on
me?
Top of the whip.
Yeah, have you done you had to get outside, bro.
I started it, but I ain't get a chance to finish. I gotta get some more schools locked in. I didn't get to get these schools locked in I wanted to go to, but I'm for sure going. I'm starting that back up this year for sure.
That's fire.
Hell yeah, man! You definitely got any rapper. That's not an embarrassing thing. You go to these school tours,
yeah,
these kids
not at
gonna,
all.
And
bro,
kids just,
they're gonna remember that forever, for and sure. It's gonna go crazy, and it's gonna look excellent for your Instagram content, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
No
for
cap.
Show the kids show love, like. I appreciate all the kids. Like, every time I, you feel me, all the kids, man, they don't even know how big, like, they play a big part in
like an impact.
Even growing up, like, to be honest, like, if you want to keep it real, but nah, for sure, the kids.
That's facts, nigga. We had
schools. I'm going to, yeah, we're going to go to them schools. So, yeah, man, I'm going to see y'all at them schools, man. So, don't think I forgot about y'all, man. We're going to get that back going.
You definitely got to go through that. That's going to be viral.
Hell yeah, that's fire.
Come pop out and just do some stupid shit.
Yeah, you got to pop out. Yeah, hell yeah.
Pop out.
Hell yeah, man. Shit, any more questions you got?
Nigga, what you got coming out? Some new shit? You do be dropping hella.
I be dropping a lot. Me,
2023, what can we expect?
Shit, it's a lot of more. Really? I've been working on like better visuals, like better songs, better visuals. So y'all gonna expect like better project. You feel me? More like heavy hitting, like harder songs. You feel me? Better for sure. Production from my mans. You feel my nigga No Limit Austin. We finna lock in and go more, way more crazy. So just really better visuals. You feel me? Better songs, and like which is more consistency. We just doing merch. Like, it's just, you feel me?
Any features you're holding out on?
Oh, yeah. I'm holding out on some shit for sure. But,
fucking name us one. Just give us one name.
Shit with K for sure. I got some shit, me and Kaylin, for sure. And I got a couple more, too, that I'm, I got some.
Now you're like, yeah, I'm ready for a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah, man. Well, we appreciate you, man. Let them know where they can find you on IG, TikTok, Twitter, all that.
And y'all can find me on everything at HBK Jachi, man.
Tell them how to spell that.
All HBK Jachi, HBK Jachi. Y'all good. All platforms, all everything. You feel me?
Yes, sir, man. It's Duno and the Sus Gerb. You feel me?
Okay.
Go follow my guy. He's definitely one of the head leaders.
He next, bro.
Yeah,
he next.
Out of Los Angeles,
don't
we haven't
sound
had some
like nobody.
You feel me, bro? Really, from like he from the land, bro. He. You know, between Normandy and Western, you feel me? Like Friday, all that, bro.
Yeah,
go tap
man.
In, go stream everything, you feel me? And yeah, man, it's Duno, Sus Gerb, and ABK Jachi, man. We out this motherfucker. Yeah.